Hallo Jasch.
Hallo Christian.
Wir sind nicht im Knoten.
Nee, wir sind nicht im Knoten. Spontan.
Spontan haben wir einen Gast.
Ja, die Nummer 1 in Rushing und die Nummer 1 in gegebenen Pässen und die Nummer 1 auf dem Trikot. Welcome, Chad Jeffries.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
So, Chad, thank you for being here. Very spontaneous visit, yeah. But it's really nice in our bye week. So week one is over. What are your impressions so far from the season?
I mean, first off, I want to say sorry for, you know, we've been trying to do this podcast for how long now? Since April, since I've been here.
I'm not counting.
So, I mean, it's really good to actually get here with you guys and sit down and talk, you know, especially after week one and you know, going 1-0 and lots of things to unpack with that game and, you know, our mindset going into this big game back home in Dusseldorf.
Yeah.
That's what we have in mind already.
Yeah.
Next weekend.
But let's look at the game in Paris. It was a first game for you as a Rheinfire player. What was your impression by the game? It was a tough game. Paris was a good enemy. What do you think about the game?
Yeah, you know, going into a new season with a new team, a lot of new players on offense, you know, you kind of get those, you know, those first game jitters and, you know, all kind of just the finding out, you know, figuring out, you know, the process and how everything happens in the game. Everything's new, you know, the signals, how you're getting them in, how the coaches are substituting players. Everything's really new. So that first game was, I think we did a pretty good job, you know, of our substitutions, our personnel, our play calls, and getting in and out. You know, we had one delay of game penalty or false start penalty, but we were pretty good, you know, offensively penalties. So that's always a positive. But yeah, I think, you know, from my past playing Paris last year in the playoff game, it was, you know, definitely a big game that I wanted to, you know, to kind of show what I can do, you know, after the loss last season. But, you know, they're a great team, great defense, you know, have a lot of, you know, top players on the team. So, but it was huge, you know. Playing against Rheinfire 2 years ago, I knew that we have a strong defense. And, you know, having them step up in those big plays, you know, the red zone stops, that's huge. You know, those points matter. So, you know, I think it's a lot of positives going, you know, leaving this game and going into a, you know, bye week and getting fresh again and hopping into one of the biggest games of the season.
Yeah, so we talked about it last week. It was for the first game. It was a strong opponent with Paris. And for the first game in the season, it's just a matter of how chemistry works in the team, not only with you, with every team. So how do you feel about the chemistry right now? Not only offense, but overall?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. You know, we have lots of camps and lots of time together on the weekend. So, you know, we're probably spending more time with the team than we are with our family sometimes. So, I mean, you definitely, you know, start to bond with these guys, get to know them a lot better. And, you know, that's when, you know, that's when the team really becomes, you know, one, like a family. And I think we're doing a great job of that, you know, defense and offensively, you know, we have our, you know, our strengths and what we do well. And we're trying to find those, you know, throughout, you know, the first week and the practices now. And I think we have great film to learn from, you know, from our mistakes and get better every week. So, I mean, that's the goal. Yeah.
At the first snap, we got an injury. Your center, our center, got his knee, I think, dislocated or something from because when faculty fell on.
Yeah.
What were you thinking? It was first snap, first game, and your center is gone.
Yeah. That's tough because, you know, you go into the game plan, you have different packages that you want to use. And with him going down, we have to, you know, kind of make a shift in the O-line. It kind of limits our packages that we do have with, like, the big guy, the jumbo, because, you know, there's a lot of new guys. You know, we lost three starters from the last year's, you know, offensive line. So
right.
It was tough to kind of find. And, you know, we have a lot of young guys stepping up into those bigger roles. And, but one guy going down, you know, it kind of changes the plan of the game. And it was tough for us to kind of get a shift and kind of find what we could do well with the personnel we had.
I think you did pretty well. Then the first touchdown was yours. Yeah. You rushed for about 60 yards, I think, the whole game. Mm-hmm. And the most of it was in the first quarter, I guess, where we had two big runs and one in the end zone. Mm-hmm. So how is it coming to the to the new franchise, and you're the face of the franchise, and scoring first. What was that?
Yeah, I mean, that's never really planned. I mean, we didn't plan those runs, but it's something the defense they gave us. They kind of were playing a lot of man coverage. And then kind of just the O-line opened up a good like hole in the middle of the pocket, and I just stepped up and take off with it. And for the defense, it's kind of hard when they're playing man coverage, they're kind of chasing their guys. They can't really see what the quarterback's doing. So it's kind of this lane opened up, made one guy miss, and then, you know, that was the first touchdown of the season. That's pretty exciting. But I know having a good first opening drive, that was, you know, we got to keep those going and stay off the field. We have too many third and long drives that right. were ended. So we have to definitely, you know, get ahead on downs and kind of eliminate those long third down, you know, opportunities. So, I think we're just going to try to focus on those things going into this next week and get better at that.
We have a bye week now, so the game plan is not really good. The schedule is not really good. Having a bye week after the first game, would you like to proceed now because now you're, you know, in the mood, and or is it like, well, our center is out and now we have we have some time to figure out what we can do else. What is better for you, or what do you think is better for the team?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think, you know, your most improvement is from week one to week two. You kind of see that growth kind of quickly, just because you have actual game reps, film to learn from. And so I would like to have, you know, kind of more games before we have a bye week. You know, even though you have some injury, I mean, injuries happen in football, you know, that's going to happen. So, but, you know, at the long run, you kind of week four or five or six, that's when kind of the body gets kind of tired and banged up a little bit. And you have to start, you know, kind of changing practice, how you practice things and how you do things. So I think it's definitely a more advantage when you have, you know, more games at the beginning to get better, mm-hmm. and then kind of like rest your body 1 week in the middle. But like, yeah, I mean, I'm used to it now. 2 years in a row, I had, you know, those week two byes. And so
you had?
Yeah, okay. In Munich. So it's kind of it's tough, but you got to, you know, just keep stay focused and locked in and know that, you know, the season's going to go on no matter what. So
it sure does.
The next enemy, Vienna Viking, the big game at Merkur. You also played in Austria for the Danube Dragons, where also Destiny is coming from.
Yes.
So you know the Vienna Vikings, the AFC Vienna Vikings. There are two teams, exactly. One for the ELF and one for the AFC. But you know the Vikings. You know the Wiener Schmäh or the Wiener guys. So what do you think about the game next week at the first home starter?
Yeah, they're definitely a well-coached team. You know, they have one of the best, I think, youth programs in all of Europe. So these have, you know, they have a lot of guys who've been in the system for a long time, you know, and they have, you know, Coach Kalakia, the same coach for, I can't even tell you how many years since I've been in Europe, he's been the head coach over there. So just having that continuity with the team and the players is, I think, you know, they're definitely always going to be one of the strongest teams in the league. Because, you know, they have a great homegrown players. They always get some good imports. And, I think they're a physical team. And it's going to be a great task for us, you know, preparing this next week and getting ready for them in a big game. Or, you know, huge weekend. Everything's packed together with events. And it should be a great spectacle for, you know, all of European people to see and witness.
Yeah.
So now you have been with the Ravens the last 2 years, and you met Rheinfire 2 years ago, and you went to Duisburg as well. So what do you expect from the first home game now? Now you're on the other side.
Yeah,
I mean, the silent side.
Yeah, I think that's going to be awesome, because sometimes, you know, you can't even get your checks in there. You can't get your calls to the lineman. You have just dumb penalties off of the now the how loud it is in there. So having that on our side now can kind of, you know, quiet them down a little bit, hopefully. And I think I expect a big crowd. You know, I think this is a lot of fans are excited for the Rheinfire from the history to come back to Düsseldorf and actually have a game there. So for me and the team, I think we're just excited for the opportunity to take this big stage versus a great team and see what we can do.
Yeah, we have looking at the schedule. Rheinfire has a really tough schedule on the paper. Got a lot of tough tasks to do, like Vienna and like Paris and other really, really well-known teams. And then you have the Vikings. The Vikings, they have a real... Yeah, they have weaker enemies, like you call them. So weaker opponents through the schedule. You think that's a disadvantage for Vienna to have having weaker opponents during the season, and then when it's coming tough, going to the playoffs or coming to Düsseldorf now to the big game, is that a disadvantage if you have weaker games before?
I mean, some aspects, yeah, but I feel like they can kind of get the stuff they want to do and like on film early on, and then kind of in the second half rest their players so they have. They have one, they're working on depth, getting the guys better, but also they have the starters who are still getting work in, positive work, but, their bodies can stay healthy throughout the season. But I feel like, for us, like every week is an opportunity for, it's a playoff game pretty much. So like you have to win these games every week to especially in our division, and, our out of conference games are tough. So, but every chance you get is the opportunity to put it on film, to learn from it, get better. And I think those big situations, those big games can really help you out, down the road. And when you're experienced and you have that, the fight already a couple of times, the team, I think in the past, they've shown they know how to win those hard games. And so I think that kind of thinking for me and the team is going to be a lot better for us in the future.
Yeah, now they're coming to the big crowd. They don't know us. The home crowd from Rheinfire, because they were just in the final, last year. But that wasn't the home crowd for Rheinfire. So I think it's going to be pretty tough to go against the 12th man.
Yeah, definitely.
And women.
Yeah, women. I think it's also because it's a big stadium. It's not like in Duisburg, smaller stadium. So I think it will be noisy, but I think it will not be so loud than the championship game last year.
Yeah.
So maybe it's an advantage for them because the crowd, they will be loud, but not as loud as in the final, or maybe when they should come to Duisburg to enjoy the the real madness from Rafa House.
Yeah. That's true.
Looking back at the last weekend, the first game day, you saw the other teams playing. Who do you think is really in a good shape right now?
Yeah, I mean, we had a Saturday game, so I had a lot of up time to watch those Sunday games. I think obviously the Surge and they played Frankfurt. That was they're a tough team. They have a lot of great players, and same thing over there. They have a system in place for the past two seasons now, so they're going to be one of the top teams in the league for sure. And then also it's just cool to see that the new team in the league, the Storm, and how they played against up and coming Mercenaries. But yeah, I think, who else? I watched the Munich game and kind of checked out how they were doing, and they look like they have a lot of strong players on defense. Their defense looks aggressive, and I mean, Coach Kendrell's doing a great job over there with his team and making, all these guys fly to the ball. And, obviously watching, Kyle call the offense and seeing what he's doing and kind of things that they changed. They have some great players, obviously. They built a strong old line, and I think they're going to be a pretty good team also.
I think they have the loss of their quarterback might be one thing, because that was just a close game, because defense was really strong.
Yeah.
It was a defensive battle with the Raiders. I think it was decided the last quarter with one long touchdown pass.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see what they do, but Munich is always a good address though.
Yeah.
You're still in contact with your old members of the team?
Oh yeah, I have lots of contact with those guys. I mean, I love my time in Munich was amazing, and I definitely appreciate everything they were able to do for me and my family. And so I'm not, I definitely text the guys after the game, hey great job, good job beating the Raiders, because like that was our big rivalry, the Raiders. But also for me, we're playing them this year too, so it's kind of exciting to see that kind of what they were doing against the Raiders defense and what works. And I'm going to definitely sit down and watch that film a little bit, before we play the Raiders.
Okay, talking about your time at the Ravens, your time in Vienna at the Danube Dragons, what was your way to come to Europe to play football in Europe?
Yeah, I didn't really know much about European football after.
Well, who after does college. In America?
Yeah, I think I graduated 2016 December, mm-hmm. and then the next season I was like, okay, I got no opportunities in the States, or everything kind of got quiet with CFL. So I was like, hey, can I still play? I was about to be a high school football coach and teach. And I got a call. Next couple of days, I was flying already to Marvin Mercenaries and the GFL. So it was kind of unexpected, but it's brought me a lot of great memories. And now I have a family who is, I have two kids, raising them over here in Europe, and it's been awesome.
That's great. So yeah. How's your family with your decision coming to the Rhein Fire then? Was it a common decision from the whole family, or is it like your wife says, okay, it's your job, we'll follow you?
No, it was definitely a family decision, because for me, it's like, as long as they're comfortable and they can make the temporary transition, to where we're playing at, I'm happy with that. Because for me, the kids and my wife, if they're happy, I'm happy. And it also allows me to play and focus on football a lot more, because I'm not sure how I could do it if my wife wasn't so helpful with everything, the kids. And but so far the transition to Vienna, I'm during the off season, I'm in Vienna, so it was a great transition to come over here in April by myself for a month and kind of figure out things, get things set up for the family to come over, and then they joined me in May. And since then, the team's have been great, and the fans actually have helped out so much with car seats or different things for the kids to help out with at the home, make it a lot easier for us. So it's been it's been fun kind of exploring the city a little bit and getting used to the things that it has to offer for us. But yeah, it's been awesome.
Got any favorite places yet?
We would have to say probably down by the water, because the sun's been out a little bit and we've been able to get to the water a little and have to sit down by the water, have some drinks, and just enjoy the sun. Because it was kind of scared me in April, and May. Like, I was like, oh, this is raining a lot and I couldn't do that. But now the weather's coming, summer's almost here, so let's go.
There will be good days at the Rhein. So
that's good.
We heard that you got the flat from Jim. So you're living now in the flat from Jim, or the flat Jim got last year.
That was the original plan. Like, I was supposed to move into his flat, but for some reason, it was unavailable for us. But they actually moved me into Ratingen.
Ratingen, okay.
Yeah, so it's a nice little flat they found for us, and it's perfect, for the kids' room, our room, and enough space for that we're not on top of each other the whole time. So it's real comfortable, and we're loving. My son's in the kindergarten there, mm-hmm. so a lot of opportunities for him with also some sports schule stuff like that, and gymnasium, all that, jumping around and stuff like that. So it's been awesome.
You said you were a high school coach. Destiny also told that it was his coach at the Newbie Dragons. You're still interested to be a coach. So now we've got the Firecats. Also, Omari is coach at the Firecats for the juniors. Are you interested in being a coach for the Firecats?
I definitely think that in the future I want to coach. I'm not sure. I want to focus my full efforts on being a player right now. But I definitely have the passion. I definitely want to be around football. And I love, talking X's and O's and drawing on the board. So I had one season with the Daniel Dragons coaching the U18, and Destiny was my DN running back. He was on everything because he was just so big. And I was like, because we found him at a park. He was just hanging out playing soccer with some friends. I'm like, dude, please play football for us. Because,
he told us that this was your idea to make him to a running back.
Yeah.
Okay. Now he's edge rusher. How's that?
I mean, he was coming off a soccer background, and he kind of, he can run pretty quick. So let's give this guy the ball and just let him run straight. And it was pretty good. It was during the Corona season. So right when it happened, they were about to, we had a semifinal game, beat the first place team to go to the playoffs, the championship game. And then all of a sudden they canceled it due to COVID. So we were given second place, and that was a tough one. But just seeing Destiny where he's at now and from then, it's crazy. So I'm so excited for him and the opportunity to be over here and kind of show his talent and his skill. It's awesome.
Yeah, we watched him really closely last weekend, and he's a tough guy. So he was really fast at the quarterback.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He really did.
You're happy that he's in our team and not at the Vikings. It was an opportunity that he wasn't.
Destiny said he would never play for the Vikings.
But he got the opportunity from different franchises. Yeah. So you're happy that he's Ryan Fire.
Yeah, definitely.
Now
It's definitely cool because I have someone on the team that I'm really kind of close with, and it's fun to have him because he's a character. You know, he's a young guy and he has lots of funny things about him. So just seeing him kind of blossom and becoming more comfortable in the defense, because their scheme's pretty complex, and obviously they're a proven defense in the league. So it's been great to see him work hard and grow so much with his skills on football and to where he's at now.
Okay, now talking about you and your job at Ryan Fire, we had Jadrian here the last 2 years. So, from your opinion, what's the biggest difference between both of you, in your playing style?
Yeah, I can only think about what I feel about myself. I think he's a great quarterback. He has a lot of arm talent, throwing the ball deep downfield, and
he did last weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what they do, I think knowing Coach Shoup and the offense that they're going to be running up there. It's going to be nice because they definitely have a lot of play action, shots deep. And I think, J-Dream can definitely, pick teams apart with, underneath concepts, routes and stuff like that. And, but for me, I feel like, when a play breaks down, I have a good, option to work with my legs and make things better than, worse. I think that's kind of just, I think this offense also has changed a little bit because what I'm able to do with my legs. I think we're going to have some more, just RPO stuff in our offense, getting me out of the pocket a little bit, creating different throwing lanes, stuff like that. So I think those are kind of the main differences between us.
That's what we saw and what we were taught before is you're more better on your feet or quicker than Jadrian is, and so that creates a lot of more opportunities though for the offense and makes it not that predictable.
Yeah,
right.
You got a good wide receiving squad. You started at April to train with them. Did you do some personal lunch or dinner for the wide receiving squad, or you did something for the whole team? We know from the NFL that all the rookies are having a dinner.
Yeah.
So did you talk to the wide receiving squad because you are the guy too?
Oh yeah, I mean we definitely have those camps are just we're together 24 hours a day at those camps, and we're eating together, we're meeting together, we're on the field together. So the time that we have, we come together so close, so much. But having all these guys, Rory from America, Jordan from Italy, and Harlan over here from homegrown players, these guys are, it's really cool to see them together and how close we're coming, especially in a short amount of time, because Jordan's only been here for a month before that, because he came off his Italian Football League season. So I think, just throughout the season, you grow so much. So I'm excited to see how far we can come and develop, as a unit and keep getting better every game.
Yeah, I think we have the stats, what I have in mind. I don't have any notes right now. But I know your stats was, you completed 13 passes last week, 13 from 22, I guess. But the 13 passes, you had 7 receivers to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have, or do you usually have a certain receiver which is your favorite one? Do you have a certain route that's your favorite one? Or do you say, well, I'm just looking at who's doing his good job and who's free to pass to?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have, your imports and the guys that you definitely going to get the ball to, because you have to get the ball to those guys to make the big plays. But I love, spreading the ball around. When someone's open, I'm gonna get the ball to them. That makes our offense so, more harder to cover and guard, because, if we're having, full-field concepts and reads, and we're not just limiting ourselves to throwing to these two guys. It makes our offense so much harder to guard. But yeah, I mean, for me to have these weapons like that, I think we're definitely going to kind of see the offense of style change a little bit. You know, you, in the past you have, you know, 12, you know, 13 packages with these, you know, 7-8 big guys on the field, and you're pounding the ball with Glenn. I think we can still do that, but obviously our strength is going to be a little different with a passing game and how we attack teams.
Yeah, you told the running back game last year was Glenn Tonga. He's now out for the season.
Unfortunately,
yeah, that's tough.
He got a big injury in last game against the Mercenaries, but we got also a good running back squad, or the one from Panama.
Yeah.
So Jonathan Scott started, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was one of the last signings we got. Yeah. He didn't play so much in Paris. Do you think he will be an improvement in the next games? Because yeah, he is also a big muscle
big
guy.
Yeah, big
and
guy.
Also he's fast at the hip, yeah, because of his flag football history. So do you think he will get more time in the next games?
Oh, I definitely think. I mean, he was coming in like 2 weeks ago, so he's learning everything like real fresh for him. So I think he's done a great job of picking this offense up pretty quickly with, because of how much we use running backs, you know, in the passing game as well. It's pretty good. But you saw like in the game, there's clear signs of what he can do when he has the ball in his hands. So I think we definitely have to create, you know, more opportunities for us to get the ball in his hands and just different ways. And kind of, I think he has a nice skill set where he can, you know, use him in the running game, but also get him out in the passing game with his, you know, his flag football skills, like you said. And it's going to be nice for us.
So coming back to the schedule, what is our toughest opponent in the regular season? What do you think? I mean, we had Paris. Paris is really strong. Do you think there's anything above Paris in the regular season now?
I mean, the next tough one is always the next one. So yeah. I think for us, it's like it's going to be the next week, and it's going to be tough because we don't have no real drop-offs. I mean, you see it the way Berlin put up numbers versus Cologne.
Right.
And how I think the Raiders' defense was pretty strong also. They did some good things. But, yeah, I think obviously you have those kind of games circled with, like, Vienna. You have Paris. You definitely have, you know, those games circled with the Storm. And because, like, the past players, Jadrian and Glenn obviously injured. But, like, Coach Shoup, the way he coached me my first year in Munich, and then he was the quarterback coach over here for the Friars. So it's like, you know, we have lots of those close like ties that really make this game really big. So, I mean, every week's gonna be, you know, just go 1-0 and focus on that game. But there's so many games that you really, you know, are excited for.
And one opponent coming up is Hamburg, the Sea Devils. Now there was a decision that this weekend the German quarterback will start. I think that's the only homegrown quarterback in the league then. What do you think is the background of that decision?
I think just the end. Well, I think just his control. What he's, you know, when he came in the game in the like the fourth quarter when it was coming down,
right,
he had a great drive and put his team in offense, his team in the kicking squad in range to win the game. And I think it's gonna take some time for the new quarterback that they just got, the big name Tagovailoa. So when they can get him up to speed, and you know, I think they feel comfortable enough with Mo and what he can do in the offense to really, you know, to go out there and be competitive and try to win the game.
Right. So they now got really opportunities on that, on the quarterback position. So I don't know if there's a number one quarterback of that will be a competition the whole season.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Interesting.
So makes it unpredictable. Let's see who's playing against us.
Yeah, right.
It's we have to win. So
yeah, yeah.
We don't have a problem with a quarterback.
Yeah, we said it last week. Who wants the ring has to beat the fire.
Yeah.
So
so our defense have to stop him. We are sack leader. So we said it. The edge rushing was extremely good against Paris. I think we will have also in the season the good defense.
Yeah.
With this guy like Destiny who made his job very very good. Do you think we have to improve in the defense? We talked about it in the last podcast because we missed so many tackles. The problem was against Paris.
Yeah,
they were good. The players are awesome in Paris, but We missed like the first tackle and also the second and third. We have to improve. Or what is? Do you think the level we got now is okay because Paris wasn't a tough enemy?
I just think it's like the first game, and like, you know, we're not doing a lot of tackling drills in you know, preseason camp and trying not to injure our players. So I think just kind of filling those games out and getting better each week about the tackling, you know, technique and everything. Because, I mean, going from like, you know, not tackling guys in practice and kind of just running by them and tagging them down to actually full, you know, go tackle them to the ground. It takes some time, and just working on the technique and practicing that a little bit in practice will be good for them. But yeah, I mean, you saw like they definitely in those big situations, like on those goal line stops, like those are huge. And I you know, having that, you know, stopping those, making only 3 points rather than 7 points. Yeah. That's huge for us.
Yeah. Yeah. We have the quality already. So it was, they were there. So it's not that they were missing anything, but it was just like the first tackle, and that costs really some, it costs some first downs though.
Yeah. But I think for us, like we need to, you know, sustain longer drives and not, you know, I think we had too many like three and outs like multiple times.
Yeah.
So that would definitely hurt us, and having a fresher defense and kind of keeping them off the field would definitely help them. And, it was tough because they had to stay on like for 12 play drives, 13 play drives. But for us, like we have to stay, you know, longer drives, stay out of third and longs, and get ahead of the, on first and second down, or, you know, a lot more.
Yeah, like we say in Germany, there was some Sand im Getriebe. So it's, I think that's what you said is like, you're not really tackling in training, and that will come through the season.
Yeah.
And I think we have a tough defense squad. So
definitely
the next opponents will feel the first tackle.
Yeah. So good. It's the Vienna.
Yeah. Right.
So you also got in your squad, you got Roard and Tom Wolf, a young quarterback. Roard is a long-time Rhein-Fire quarterback, so he knows the team. But now with Tom Wolf, you got a young quarterback, a prospect. Do you teach him some things, or do you know him? You didn't know him before Rhein-Fire, so how do you think he's improving from you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of fun working with those guys. You know, Rohat's hilarious, and he's always there to have a good time, so... Having him in the room, and then Tom being a new addition to the squad also, he brings a lot of youth and, you know, fun things that we can joke around with him. And but you know, you see that he has a strong arm, and he's going through the reads and learning the offense the best. You know, it's tough for him because he's not getting a lot of reps, or he's not getting a lot of, you know, the coaching that, you know, you would expect. But it's fun to see, you know, how he, you know, he's only the third string quarterback, but he knows the offense pretty dang well too. And then just working, you know, with him and then Rohat, and you know all our indie drills, and it's been really fun to see the development with their feet, you know, their throwing mechanics, and just their focus in practice. So I think we have a great room, and it's been fun to get to know them a lot.
Do you think he will be in a game? I think maybe against Berlin, because Berlin is
We have to see what Berlin is doing this
weekend. But do you think he will get some time on the field?
Tom?
Yeah.
I don't think he will actually dress because of the roster, you know, limitations.
Yeah.
We usually travel, you know, two quarterbacks. But Tom, I think last game he traveled with us, and he was up in the booth helping coach. And I think that's a good role for him, kind of just to see the game with coach and learn, and, you know, kind of experience how the play calls are coming in, and kind of what the coaches are seeing, what they're talking about. And for him, that's going to be awesome, you know, just kind of learning like that. And even though it's not the physical reps, the mental reps is, you know, most of the battle sometimes.
Now, coming back off the field, you said your family is here. Your wife is Austrian.
Yes.
Where do you see your future? Is it in the what do you call home now? Is it is it the US still, or is it shifting?
I'm definitely my home base is definitely in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
And for our future, I feel like, you know, the best opportunities for our kids is to raise them, you know, in Europe, in Vienna, you know, kind of the schools. And for me, the opportunities I have with, you know, playing, coaching, and then down the road teaching when I'm, you know, kind of done with my playing career. So yeah, I think we're definitely going to be kind of that European family, but like having that mixture of, you know, vacations in California all the time to see grandma and auntie. So yeah, but I think I never expected that in my life to kind of live over here. But I mean, I just love the way, you know, the European lifestyle is, and the things that I've kind of become, you know, accustomed to, and the way of life is a lot different than in California, and
it is
the way it is over there. So,
but the weather is better in California.
No doubt.
Definitely. So what's the biggest difference that keeps you here? Besides your family, of course.
Yeah. I don't know. I think just the, you know, opportunities that I have personally. You know, I definitely came over here in 2016-17, and just to see the growth of football and European football, and you know, now you're having these NFL Europe games over here, and just to see the growth, it's amazing. And then I think my opportunities I have to help that grow and to be a part of that are huge over here.
We got a new training camp in Duisburg, a place.
Yes.
Did you already went there, or training? I think training start in 2 weeks, and the green is yeah. fine. But you also already went there and have a look at the place.
Yeah, we had a official ribbon, you know, cutting thing with the mayor there, and just the people that kind of, you know, supported this whole project. I think Coach Mario was kind of leading that with the Rheinfire, and he did a great job, because having your own space like that is so special. It's not common in Europe, but having our own place, the field's beautiful. Like the grass, it's gonna be is really nice for us, because like, you know, it's hard. And you had those like wet, you know, camps out in, you know, at the ISD field, and it came a mess out there a little bit. You know, kind of tore it up a lot. So
when the heavy guys are there,
yeah,
for weeks,
yeah, you see like all in. In the hashes where all the O-linemen are, this just yeah. tore up in there. So it's going to be nice to have a new place going into the season, and we're definitely going to use that to the max.
We hope that the green will
stay. It will stay at the season, throughout the season.
I mean, it's so sure. big, so you can like really use like this half for 2 weeks and then change to the other half for 2 weeks, like yeah. help the growth of the grass, because there's so much space out there for us to use.
That's great.
You didn't got... a place like this in Munich. So do you think the ELF have to improve at all, and franchises to get some training places like we got in
Frankfurt
announced yesterday that they also got a new training camp yeah. place. Do you think the ELF and the franchises have to improve in this way?
Yeah, definitely. I think for the quality of the league to rise, you have to have those training grounds that can allow these players to really reach their max potential. But I think that's starting to happen. You have places like Vienna and the Raiders who have established like fields and weight rooms and offices. But it's good to see. I think even Munich had an upgrade with their, you know, new field and training facility this off season. So I think the continued growth of just everything, I think it has to be, you know, continuous throughout every team. And, you know, if you're not getting better with like your facilities or your fields, then the league won't grow and the quality won't grow, because you can't be having injuries because of, you know, turf or bad fields. So I think it's getting better, and it's starting to, you know, to really, you know, show that the owners in the league can, you know, and want to get better, and, you know, support their players and, you know, team to really reach their potential.
Well, talking about league owners, one of our favorite topics in our podcast, and improving the league, not only on the field, but off the field. What do you think is the biggest problem with franchises who are not performing well? I know there are some, and there are some who have obviously financial problems, who have owner problems, who have problems with the city or the city mayors, Berlin. Mm-hmm. What makes a franchise successful mm-hmm. in the European League of Football?
That's a good question. I mean, I think the league's doing a good job and like trying to help these teams to get big. But I think it's just a lot about partnerships with like different sponsors, advertisement stuff. Like that can really, solve a lot of things and save a lot of money with like game day advertisement or, sponsorships that really help out, players giving food or whatever it is. Because, having, what is it, import players over here, it adds up, because you have all the living situation, the salaries they're paying, mm-hmm. Whatever it may be. But I think just having those partnerships that help out with a lot of the small things, you can really focus on, football and not having to be so stressed out about the money side things.
Yeah, I think money is a big thing. So I think ownership in the ELF is like, well, I want to have a team and I put some money in, but they don't know at the end what effort it takes. Yeah. It's not only the money, but it's the surrounding. It's like being a family, though. So it's like, you see franchises which are doing pretty well and others which are like, maybe the last season for them.
Yeah.
Do you think the ELF got the potential to be as big as the NFL? Of course, they don't
no.
will be.
No.
Like, but from the prospect of being the biggest league in Europe for football or American football, do you think that they will get the growth? Because there are some teams like the Amsterdam Admirals who are in the planning or
on
maybe
hold.
On hold or like is the Scotland Claymores, I think, or London will be getting a team.
Yeah.
Do you think the growth of the ELF will be the next like 5 or 10 years to be basically as big as the NFL for Europe, guys?
Yeah, I definitely think, having the 16 teams now, like I think that's a good, level to really kind of to get the level of competition, football, coaching, kind of get that level higher before you make the jump to like the 24 teams, because you don't want to have those games where it's like blowout games or, it's not really entertaining for the fans to watch. So I think having that slow growth over time and really getting, the foundation set is so important. But you see like now that a lot of NFL teams are having come in cooperation with the team like we have with the Seahawks.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So just seeing that growth and what, hopefully in the future the NFL can do for the ELF and continue that growth. And because it's perfect having the preseason to the NFL season with that ELF. It's kind of fun. You have football all year now.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. That's really great. So when your season is over, NFL is about to start.
Yeah.
So that's really great. And when NFL is over, we have a little preseason. Yeah. Yeah, football the whole year. The dream comes true for us fans.
Yeah.
Talking about the cooperation with the Seahawks, the Seattle Seahawks. Now the Paris. They announced their cooperations with the Saints.
Yeah.
What do you take personally as a player? What benefits do you take from that cooperation?
I think you're not seeing it now, but you're going to see it in the future for sure. But just the growth and like now you have all these NFL coaches coming over here, NFL players who play in the NFL, then it's starting to see the talent level, all around rise. So that's really exciting to see. I think that once you have, some more support from one of the biggest leagues, the NFL in the world, that, the growth can continue, every season for sure.
Yeah, I know it's interesting because we were told, like from Daniel, the owner, it's not the league's teams here, the ELF teams who are going over and say, hey, how about a partnership? It's like the Seahawks came over
mm-hmm.
and they said, how about a partnership? And I think the Saints thing is the same thing.
Yeah.
Because they want to learn from each other. Of course, there's merchandising, everything which is in the back, of course. But I think that's a good sign that the ELF is recognized in the US, and now we have the zone as the streaming, so you can watch it properly properly is you watch the games, right? The quality is really bad because of you don't know what time it is. Sometimes the audio is really bad. I hope they will learn as well
mm-hmm.
from the NFL. But
yeah, right.
That's a thing that gets fans on the TV, right? Mm-hmm. Because I watch it because it's Rheinfire and I wasn't in Paris, and I watch the other games because I'm interested. But if you're not up to football and you watch that, it's really bad quality.
Yeah. I hope that. I mean, improves. For me, like, I don't really watch those live games. I mean,
oh, yeah, I have your videotapes.
Yeah,
right?
I watched the cut up of the film. Yeah. So, like, I don't really see, I mean, I see sometimes, but I don't really see, like, you know, the, like, besides, like, the main game of the day, I don't really see the other ones because, you know, unfortunately, I don't pay for the league pass. So,
oh, you don't?
No, I just watch my film. I have all the film on Huddle, so I just go through there.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Looking back in the history, do you recognize the NFL Europe back in America, or didn't you know the NFL Europe?
Yeah, not really, nothing about that. No. Either. So
because it's funny because when we went to America last year, we went to Florida. So many people talked with, "Hey, Rheinfire, I know them from NFL Europe times," and they say, "Yeah, it was tough when the NFL Europe was cut it," and we said, "Hey, there's a new league, so
we're back."
we are back. But looking far behind the history, when did you start with football? So did you start with 3-4 years or?
No, I mean, I think I was playing soccer at a young age, but then I changed to football. My dad signed me up one day. I was like 8 years old. And then, I was pretty tall as a kid, so I just loved it. You know, I was bigger than everybody else, and I was playing defense and offense in the youth and stuff like that. But then I kind of made my main focus quarterback when I got into high school. Mm-hmm. Started making, you know, all freshman year, all these summer camps, you know, Nike USC camp, all the UCLA camps. But then that's when I kind of, okay, I'm pretty good at this, and I can throw the ball pretty well. And then I got my own quarterback coach, and then things just took off from there. Got some offers, and... So that's kind of why I definitely want to coach someday and kind of give back and give these opportunities for these kids in Europe to kind of go to the States and experience the same things I did with either high school football or, you know, a college football.
I think now we have the pathway program. That's a pretty good thing. And there are some talents coming over to the US right now because I think the talents are really more pushed now in Europe than it was, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Yeah. I think there's much more to come for the NFL. I hope so.
I think even Leander about making with the roster with the Jets. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm so happy for him and I'm proud of because I played with him last year in the Munich. But just seeing him and get the opportunity is amazing. You know, obviously, I would like love to have him playing for me in the Rheinfire. But
hey, that'll be a nice protection.
Yeah, no doubt. The opportunity to play in the NFL is once in a lifetime, and I'm so excited for him to, you know, to go over there and really capture that opportunity.
And you started soccer. There are some hidden soccer talent in your feet.
I think if I would have played soccer, I might have been pro in soccer too, because at a young age I was taller than everybody else and I was pretty quick. But for me, I was too physical, so I was getting like yellow cards and getting thrown out of the game.
Played, what was your position? You played defense?
I was a forward, I think. Yes, yeah. So, but I stopped like. When I started playing football, I kind of stopped playing soccer. So, like, I was like, I love this physical. You know, I played basketball, and I was kind of, like, diving on the floor, getting the ball. So I just knew that I was going to be more physical.
So you need the contact.
So I loved it. So and football just was perfect for me. But for being a quarterback, you know, you want to be smart but safe and get down. I kind of love that aspect, you know, physical, but all at the same time, take care of myself.
Since you're now in Europe, you watch soccer regularly, or is it? Isn't that really your sport?
No, I haven't made the change over yet. I mean, I think once I'm done playing, you know, football, I can really, you know, I honestly haven't even been to like a Bundesliga soccer game yet. So that's kind of even yeah, sadder.
You're in the wrong city for Bundesliga soccer. You better stay in Munich.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but that's not a bad thing because I think football is the game we all love. And yeah. But since you played it, I thought you might have visited a game or...
Do you
follow anything like the national team, or do you see some national games or World Cup or something or nothing at all?
It was pretty cool last year. They had the European Cup, and they had like a mm-hmm. huge viewing parties in Munich. So it was mm-hmm. kind of cool to see that and just see how passionate, you know, European fans are with soccer. And it's next level. Like that's like... that's like college football in America, how crazy they are, you know.
It is.
Just how passionate and how much support they throw, you know, pregame parties and all that stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but pregame parties is better at Rheinfire than any soccer game.
Awesome. Talking about your kids, they are growing now in Düsseldorf. Do you want them to play football when they're ready? Or do you think, football in Europe is not so good, let them play soccer or some other sport?
Yeah, I mean, right now we have them in a bunch of different things. You know, track, we have them in a gym class, we have them in like a ball sport class. So just trying to see what, you know, he likes and what he can do. But we already have him actually in a flag football team, like, you know, from 5 to 8 years old. So he likes that a lot. We have his own little hand gloves, mm-hmm. his hand shoes. And it'd be awesome to see him, you know, play the game that I love so much. And, you know, it's given me so much in my life. So hopefully, you know, he likes that and he can give back to him in the same way they gave to me.
There we are. The Fire Cats are there.
Yeah, right.
But I think you can start with the Fire Cats with 6 and playing with 7, I think. Yeah. But, just come over. My son is there as well.
We'll see what happens this season. Maybe come back in perfect timing.
That's it.
Looking for Olympia, flag football is now was announced as a sport in the Olympics. Also, this week the NFL said that the players are allowed to play for the flag football team, the national team. Do you think it's just a good step for flag football, or do you think there will be the problem like basketball with a all-star team in Olympia with Michael Jordan?
Or will there any players going to flag football? I imagine maybe quarterbacks can, but if I have a running back, he's, I don't know, too physical maybe?
Yeah, right. I mean, I think they already have like a pretty good, you know, professional flag football team in America, so like, I'm not sure how they're going to work that out with the NFL and the team that they already do have, because the team they do have now is like number 1 in the world. So, like, why would you do that to those guys? They work so hard, and then you're going to just take away because the NFL guys, you know. Obviously, it'd be pretty cool to have, you know, Mahomes back there with like, you know, all these crazy receivers, Hill running down the field. But we'll see what they do. I'm not sure about that. It'd be interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, because it's interesting. I thought they will prohibit that, just for injuries or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if it's just a marketing thing, or I don't know. Maybe we have the one or other star going to that team, but I don't think it will be the mass.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Hope not.
Seeing Mahomes on the field would be fun.
That would be really fun,
But I think he will throw outside of the field because it's shorter than
too small.
So you have to stand in the edges of the end zone to get the ball. Looking for the teams or the season, we talked about stadiums. Now Berlin didn't got a stadium like the other teams.
They don't have a stadium.
this is not a stadium. This is a problem.
Yeah.
So when you're going to Berlin in, I think it's 3 weeks, the game.
I think after Vienna.
After Vienna, they think.
Or two? No, two after Vienna.
Paris. After Paris, you're going to Berlin. Do you think it will be a problem because this is not a stadium like you've seen in Paris or you've seen in Munich, in Duisburg, Hamburg, or everything else? Do you think it's a problem for Rheinfire?
I mean, at the end of the day, the field's the same length and, you know, you have, you know, the 2 goalposts. So I think that won't change much about the game. But just I think the crowd presence, like, I'm not sure how much fans they can even have in, you know, there or how loud it can be. So it might be helpful to us for us because, you know, it won't be a loud crowd or whatever. But, you know, for us, we have these big games like Paris, and we had the one in Düsseldorf now, and then we have also I think the big game versus Hamburg in the big stadium too. So it's going to be different, you know, a big change. But hopefully they can figure something out over there and get an opportunity for a bigger field. But I've seen that, you know, just it doesn't look too exciting to play on.
Yeah. What do you expect then next weekend? We have the Football Madness, which is the convention they created around the game. Will you be there on Saturday or Friday for the coaches clinic? Or
yeah, I'll be around some of those events. Just trying to figure out, you know, having a good balance of, you know, focus with the game, because that is the main thing for this weekend. But I think, you know, just having, there's gonna be some amazing coaches there from the NFL and players, and I think it should be a great weekend for a lot of fans and coaches to learn, you know, get better, you know, for all the coaches in Europe, and have an opportunity to sit down and talk to these guys and learn from them. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. It's all ending then in the game on Sunday. What do you expect? Do you, like, on the field and off the field? Yeah. Or what does the team expect? How's the situation in the team? Is everybody excited about it or afraid maybe?
I think we're excited for the game, just the opportunity to play in that stadium, and you know, the chances of having a big crowd are pretty high. So, but yeah, I think just the whole weekend is going to be so amplified and looked at because, you know, we're having these two great teams finishing the weekend off. You know, it's going to be exciting. I think that, you know, on the field, it's going to be loud. It's going to be everything you want in, you know, a rising, you know, league in Europe. And then I think the game's going to be, you know, really tough fought, both sides of the ball. And like in the trenches, it's going to be crazy. But I'm excited for that. Just a chance. You know, I think this is going to be one of the biggest stages that I've played on in my time in Europe. So it's going to be fun.
For all of us, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you already went to the stadium? There was some video, I think,
some posted of the guys
from Rheinfire. They made some video content to improve the ticket sale. Do you also went to the stadium and have a look?
Yeah. I did this little video thing with D-Sport, and they kind of took me around the city a little bit. We went to the Rhine and went to the Aqua Zoo, and then we finished it up with like our time at the stadium. So just taking it in with the family was really cool. Kind of getting a chance to walk on the field and sit in, like, you know, the soccer little dugout seats they have there. That was awesome. Yeah, I can only imagine how much it looks different with all the fans in there, and the actual football field on the, you know, that stadium is going to be awesome.
Yeah. So soccer season is over in Düsseldorf, so it might be a battlefield for football now. Okay.
The grass.
The grass is. Don't take care of the grass. It's just.
Yeah.
It has lots of time to grow for the next soccer season. I'm done. So thank you for being here. We're looking for big games to come. We hope you have a great time with the team. You have a great time with your family at Düsseldorf and Ratingen and surroundings. Duisburg, of course, not to forget that. What are your last words? No, not last words for today, since we are a bit in a time hurry because. The games, the Saturday games will start. Yeah. What's your favorite game this weekend?
I think it's definitely the Stuttgart Surge game with Paris, kind of seeing, you know, how we did against Paris and, you know, how strong Surge can be. It's going to be exciting to watch that. But my closing words is, I think that, you know, I'm thankful to be here with you guys, kind of talk about myself and the team a little bit, you know, behind the scenes, and give the fans a little bit, you know, more info. But I'm excited for the season. I think, you know, expect some big games coming up, and I hope everyone can you know, join us, you know, on the first against the Vikings.
Yeah, we'll all see on Sunday.
The fire is back.